multidisciplinary artist Tracy Kato Kirayama recently came to the University of Illinois as a George A. Miller visiting artist. They gave a talk about their experiences with violence, cancer, queerness, family trauma, and heartbreak, and how those are reflected in their art. IPM student reporter Adeline Moy spoke with Kato Kirayama about her book Navigating Without Instruments and her visit to the U of I Urbana campus, which included workshops with students.
It's been so full. I think even by day two, I felt like I was here a week already because we jumped into so many engagements, two really wonderful classes in the English department. It's been amazing. I spent some time with the Asian American Cultural Center and all of the staff and the faculty I met. They've been amazing too. So I've just been having a really good time and just sort of soaking this area in and getting to walk around a little. It's been really nice.
Was there a favorite moment during one of your talks or your workshops here that stands out to you?
So there was a super fun moment the other night. I did this like nocturnal writing session. This father and son came in to the writing workshop. And the father was definitely enthusiastic. And, you know, they were saying that they're musicians and they're songwriters. And his son, you know, he was sort of kind of sitting slouched back in his chair. And so I did this writing exercise, very, you know, simple 2-minute, 3 words per line, sort of very light structure. I gave out a word and then had everyone write continuously nonstop for 2 minutes. And he wrote. And I asked people if they wanted to share after. I look over to him and he's like sitting up in his chair forward, like this huge smile. And he's just like lit up and he shared and you could hear like a song. And he had this rhythm pattern and he was so happy. He was like so filled with joy. And I was like, yes, like that's one of my favorite things is when someone walks into a room and they may be ambivalent or not even wanting to be in a writing space. And then all of a sudden they surprise themselves.
After your time here and seeing the reactions of audience members, why is it important for you to share your stories with the public?
You know, I think something that I have seen, especially in 3 years touring with this book now, I am not at all afraid of emotion and confrontation. And I always cry. I always say I am a walking waterfall. And I always tell the audiences, the classrooms, the spaces, I always ask this question, when you cry in public or you see somebody cry in public, what's the first word that you hear being said?
Sorry.
Exactly. Sorry. And every time I ask that question in a room, that's everyone's like, it's like a chorus of sorry, you know, because we all do that. It's crazy. And so I'm always like, this is the day I'm letting you release that. I give you permission to cry and never say sorry again. Those are pieces of truth surfacing for air. So I think, you know, that's something that is important to me, burying myself. And I'm not re-traumatizing myself. I'm burying myself. It's a cathartic experience. Yes, I'm crying, but I'm also releasing. Crying is releasing, and it's communicating, and it's honest. It's just how I feel. This is who I am. I accept who I am. And I am a very emotional being. And so I think that that's something that's important to me, to go into spaces and just be like bearing of self and open. And so it gives permission for folks to connect with that in themselves.
Would you mind sharing a piece from the book that you've written?
Yeah, I'll share a really short one. Weeds. Let us grow peace like a weed that crawls up the sidewalks of every street. So pervasive, so profound, it becomes impossible to kill.
That was Tracy Kato Kirayama speaking with IPM student reporter Adeline Moy during a recent visit to the University of Illinois. They read from their 2021 book of poetry, Navigating Without Instruments, published by Writ Large Press.